Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to talk about firearms for predator hunting, specifically for coyote and fox hunting. Although, to be honest, you can use the same thing for pretty much, you know, all kinds of regular predators, from cougar to wolves to bobcats. These same ones will work for you, most likely. So the first answer to this question is very simple. If you're a beginner going after predators, whether you're new to hunting, period, or just new to predator hunting, the first thing I tell people is the best rifle to use is probably the one you already have. If you've got one, I've seen people go after predators with everything from a 30-06 to an AK-47 to a 22 Magnum. Pretty much whatever you've got, you can use. I've seen people go after them with a shotgun. That's tough, but you can do it. So, I mean, if you've already got something, I would start with that. Whatever you've got. I mean, a 22 long rifle probably isn't enough. You could try with foxes. Yeah, I mean, maybe. You just don't have a lot of range. You're usually limited to 100 yards. And even then, it's not that effective at 100. You can still hit them. But at closer range, you could maybe do a 22 long rifle with a CCI Stinger bullet. That might be okay for foxes. But you need something a little more than that. But anything bigger than a 22 long rifle is what you ought to start with. Go out, see if you like it before you actually invest money in a gun just for this kind of hunting. So then we have the next question. Okay, either I don't own a gun at all because I'm new to hunting, so I need to buy a gun for predator hunting, or I'm into it, I like it, I'm ready to buy a firearm. I guess there's three categories. Number three would be, I've got this whole safe full of firearms. What's the best one to use for this? So those are all legitimate questions. Either you don't have one, you need to buy one, you're ready to buy one for this, or you've got an assortment to pick from, and which one should you choose? So what it comes down to for predator hunting, the ideal firearm throws a small bullet very fast on a flat trajectory for a long distance. So to break that down for you, small bullet because you want to leave a small hole in the pelt. You know, if you're going to keep the fur, if you're going to sell the fur, you don't want the hole in the fur to be large because that devalues the fur. If you ruin half of the pelt with the shot, then that's not good. You want it to move fast and fly straight. So small bullet traveling slow doesn't have any power. Like a 22 long rifle, you could have a 40 grain bullet traveling at 1,000 feet per second, that's not going to do it. Although that 40 grain bullet going at 3,000 feet per second, that could be very effective. So, you know, you get the power from the speed. But you also want it to have a very flat trajectory so you've got range without a lot of drop. Because like I tell people, you know, you want to be able to hit a coyote with a decent shot at 200 yards. That should be the goal that you practice towards. You may shoot closer, you may hunt closer, but I think the benchmark ought to be accurate enough to hit a coyote at 200 yards. You may very well shoot further than that, maybe a lot further, but that's what you want to be thinking about. So will this rifle put a shot 200 yards accurately? So if you're talking about a 22 long rifle, no, it just doesn't have the get up and go in order to do damage at that distance. So you need some bigger calibers. But you've got some calibers, even some big calibers, they will put a bullet that far, but you might have several feet worth of drop, which means now you've got to aim, 2 feet above the coyote, and depending on how you judge the distance, you know, do you aim 1 foot above? Do you aim right at the top of it? You know, it starts to get complicated when you have a lot of drop. So you want something that shoots as straight as possible with as minimal drop at actionable range as possible. So something like a 308 is a good round. It works well. Its drop is, you know, very controllable, very minimal at 200 yards and 300 yards. You know, you can work with that easily, but the bullet is big and it does a lot of damage. And that's not a great round for predator hunting. Now, like I said, if you're a beginner and you're just trying to see if you like this, well, I mean, just to be totally honest, you're probably going to mess up the fur trying to skin the animal the first couple times you do it. So how big the hole is, how much damage you do to the fur, doesn't really matter. If you've got a 308, use it. If you've got a 30-06, great, use it. Once you get to the point where you're proficient enough at taking care of the fur, that's when it'll matter how big the hole is. So at first, you know, use a shotgun slug and you ruin half the fur. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter as much at the beginner level unless you've got somebody else who can skin it for you. That's just, you know, just me being real. But let me get back to it here. So you got something like a 308, shoots fast, shoots straight, has the range, has the power, but it's overkill. So people look at using the 30-30. I've actually pondered the idea of using a 30-30 for predator hunting. The bullet, though, it's big, and it does a lot of damage, and the trajectory is not great. They do make some good rounds nowadays that could give you up to 200 yards of effectiveness, but that's like the max for a 30-30 because the ballistics just aren't good. There's a lot of drop. So they have some new high-end bullets that can do up to 200 yards, but 200 yards is like the max of effective range without a lot of drop. So that's really sort of not an ideal gun. It'll work if you're a beginner and you have one, use that. But if you're talking about what works best for this kind of approach, and I know I'm taking the long way around, but we're building up to it, 30-30 is not necessarily the best option. 243 is a popular caliber for coyote hunting. And it's a popular caliber because they make smaller bullets that shoot faster, that are better for coyotes, and then they make bigger bullets that shoot slower, which work good for deer, and they'll work for pretty much everything in between, although not really anything bigger, not anything smaller. But 243 is maybe the most versatile caliber for this kind of work, because it'll work for coyotes and it'll work for deer, and they have a nice variety of bullets that they make of different weights and different speeds. But I wouldn't say the 243 is ideal because it's still, even the smaller bullets are still relatively large and they can do a lot more damage than you might want. But if you have a 243, I would say, you know what, you that is close enough to being good that you can just use that for a while until you really become a master at it and need to buy something else. But let's dial it in a little closer. I think I said 30-06, way overkill. Anything in that zone is just too much. Now, I maybe should make this caveat. I'm talking about somebody hunting coyotes who wants to keep the fur, or at least likes the idea of keeping the fur. If you're a farmer and you've got coyotes that are, you know, tearing up your livestock or tearing up your pets or whatever, and you're just trying to put them down, use whatever you've got. I mean, 30-06 doesn't matter. You're in pest control. So if you're hunting for pest control, that's a different story than what we're talking about. Overkill is not an issue. Use anything you can hit that far with. I've seen people do pest control. I mean, they go out with an AK-47. And it's not a terrible round for coyote. But it's not great, but they don't care. They can just unload them and try to knock these animals down that are eating their chickens or working on their cattle or, you know, taking pet dogs and stuff. Coyotes can be crazy. So, you know, that's a thing. But heading back towards hunting with the idea of keeping the fur, which is really the purest version of predator hunting. So you need something that is a little smaller than a .243 bullet-wise and maybe a little faster. So I've worked around to it. There's three calibers in my mind that are... they're all the rage. They're the popular ones. Everybody talks about them. I know there's more than these three, but I'm not going to bore you with a dozen. The three big ones to me are these. There's the 204 Ruger. There is the 22-250. And then there's the 223. Each of them kind of has their pros and cons. The 204 Ruger, I think, was developed specifically and exclusively for this purpose. It is designed to be small and super fast, super straight shooting bullet. Exists for this exact purpose, coyote hunting. Excellent caliber, very popular. A lot is said about it. That's what it's for. The second one, the 22-250, that's an older cartridge relative to the 204 Ruger. But again, it uses a 22 caliber bullet, and it pushes it a lot faster. Very straight shooting, very good trajectory, high speed, small bullet, does everything you want it to do. And then you've got the 223. The 223 was not created for this purpose. But it really is in that ideal zone. It is a small bullet. It moves fast. It has good range. It has good accuracy. It is not the A plus choice. The A plus choices are 22-250 and 204 Ruger. The 223 Winchester, that's probably just the A. Not the A plus, it's an A. However, this is where it gets controversial. You know, you ask any two people that are into firearms what their opinion is, and they'll give you three or four of them. But what I recommend for people that are going after predators, especially new hunters, get the 223. That is 100%, hands down, my recommendation. That's what I bought. I did all the research. I crunched the numbers. I spent time on the forums. I talked to lots of people. And at the end of the day, I decided, hands down, no question, no wavering, no uncertainty, that the 223 is 100% the best choice. And here's why. Number one, it is one of the most popular cartridges in the world. It has been a military cartridge for many years. It is very popular with sports enthusiasts. AR-15 platforms are built on this round. It is, there may be more 223 bullets out there in the world, maybe than any other caliber. I don't know, but there's probably more AK rounds actually, but in terms of where we live, I don't know that there's more of anything for a rifle than 223. There's a ton of bullets out there. So you have incredible variety. You know how many brands of 204 Ruger there are? How many different kinds there are? I can't say this is exhaustive, but it's a short list. Very short list. 22-250, you know, you go to a store, there might only be one kind there, if they have any. Same with 204 Ruger. They might have one type of ammo at the average store, if they even carry it. 223, they're liable to have a dozen or more. Some stores may have several dozen different kinds because it's so popular.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And because of that, it's so much cheaper. You can get 223 Full Metal Jacket practice ammo for 33 cents a round. You can actually get a little cheaper, but you know that 33 cents a round is really a good average price. I know where to get a little cheaper, but that's may not be where you can go, so I'm not going to go there. 22 250 or 204 Ruger, you're usually between $1 to $2 a round. There's no such thing as Full Metal Jacket practice ammo that is 33 cents in abundance. Doesn't exist. So you've got that going on. And that's a huge factor. So if you're a new hunter or new to this area, this type of hunting, you want to get a gun that you can take to the range and you can have fun shooting and you can have fun practicing with. And that you can go and shoot 20, 40, 60 rounds and it not cost you $20, $40, or $60. You want to have something that's fun, that's versatile. Because there's so much variety, they make deer bullets for 223. Now, there's some controversy there. Can you hunt deer with a 223? Absolutely, you can. Shot placement just matters more. Range matters more. Because the further you shoot, the less power you have, and you have to hit them in the right spot. But I know of people, they've killed 5 deer in a row, 8 deer in a row, 10 deer in a row with the 223. I mean, they are excellent marksmen, and they don't shoot that far, but that's what they use because it's cheap, it's easy, that's the rifle that they have, and it works for them. For a beginner, I wouldn't recommend it because you're probably not that good of a marksman, and if you don't hit them right where you need to, you might not kill the animal. So I don't recommend it for deer, but I've taken a 223 into the woods deer hunting before just because of a various number of factors that's for another episode. I don't hunt with it normally for deer, but you can, and some people do. And you never know what might bring you to use that. Or if you're only going to buy one gun, and you want to maybe hunt deer down the road, well, that's still an option with the 223. The other ones, 204 Ruger and 22-250, are not as good for that purpose. So you want to keep that in mind. That's a legitimate factor. The price of the ammo, the availability of the ammo, the variety of the ammo. If you ever wanted to load the rounds yourself and make your own ammo, much easier. There's so much out there that you could pick up secondhand, whereas if you were going to buy something for the other two calibers, almost guaranteed it's going to have to be brand new. And even then, probably very difficult to find. Probably have to order it from somewhere. So I recommend the 223 hands down for new predator hunters. Now, if you've been doing this for 20 years and you're a master and you can take a 400, a 500-yard shot, all right, you're probably at the top, 3% of people out there who are hunting predators, you could make use of that little extra bit of speed, that little extra bit of range that the other calibers might give you, that the 204 Ruger might give you. Most people are kidding themselves, though. 97%, in my opinion, of predator hunters are not at the level where they could make use of the benefits of the other calibers. That little extra plus, they're not good enough marksmen. They're not hunting in places where you're shooting far enough to tell any difference between the calibers. It's just that, and most people are never going to get to that point. It's just the nature of the game. Unless, you know, you make a living predator hunting, or you are out there, you know, 2 months a year going all in, you're not likely to be able to tell any difference between the 204 Ruger at, you know, $1.50 a bullet and the 223 at 33 cents a bullet. Now, to be fair, actual predator hunting ammo is similar in price between them. It's the practice ammo, the deer hunting ammo, the hog hunting ammo, raccoon, whatever else you want to shoot that is a lot cheaper and available for the 223 that gives it the edge in ammo price. If you're going to buy varmint ammo or predator ammo, they're going to be relatively similar in price. Now, what some people do is they look at that and they say, okay, great, I'm going to buy the 204 because the ammo is similar in price for hunting predators. And they go to shoot, they go to sight in their rifle, and they spend, you know, 20, 40 rounds at the range that first day to get the rifle dialed in, and they've spent 50, 60 bucks. And then they realize, oh man, there is no practice ammo for this gun. This is really expensive. I'm only going to use it for hunting predators. And that, I think, is where you do the disservice. And you're only going to use that gun two or three times a year. And then if you had a 223 with the versatility, with the cheap ammo, that could be a gun you use for three or four different kinds of game. It could be a gun you take to the range once a month or every weekend and, you know, plink some rounds. It could be a gun that you train with. So I feel like you are better served as a hunter, as a shooter, as a sportsman by going with the 223. Unless you're in that upper echelon of hunters that can make that can tell the difference and make use of that little bit of difference that the other calibers might give you. The other thing about it is there's so much more variety in firearms when buying a 223 caliber rifle. Everything seems to be made in 223 these days. It's just one of the standard calibers. Not as many in 204 Ruger, not as many in 22-250, but everything seems to have a 223 option, and the guns are cheaper. The guns are cheaper to get a 223. It just makes so much sense. And then the guns that you have more options. So I know the question was going to come, okay, George, what gun do you recommend getting? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I recommend getting, and I'm going to give you all the reasons. I would say you want to go with a Savage rifle, model 11 or model 10, with a heavy barrel and an AccuTrigger. There's a lot of different versions out there. There's the XP and XD and DOA, and there's something new every year that comes out that's on the shelves in your big box retailers. It's the differences are, you know, you can look at it, you can study them out. They're not that big of a deal. But what you want is I'd get a Savage rifle made for varmint hunting. I think I bought a Model 11 VT, which is varmint hunting. And then you want a heavy barrel and you want an AccuTrigger. You want that trigger to be adjustable, and you want it to be crisp, and you want it to be a trigger that breaks at a very light level, because you want to be able to shoot far and accurately. You want, like I said, 200 yards is the benchmark. If you can shoot further, if you can practice further, all the better. But that's what you want. There's some cheaper options out there that, you know, less money, but you don't have the better trigger. You're stuck with a factory trigger that breaks at 6 pounds, that maybe have a little treep or a little travel in it, and that's not good for shooting at range. That's okay up to about 100 yards, but past that, it really starts to matter, especially for a beginner. A master marksman, can do quite a bit with a trigger that I would say is atrocious, but most people That trigger really makes a difference. I would say for almost everybody, the trigger is probably the biggest thing. So you want a heavy barrel, and here's why you want the heavy barrel. There's a couple reasons. One, you have less recoil. Now, 223 doesn't have much recoil to begin with. You could get a regular barrel, and you could probably shoot 200 rounds in a day, and your shoulder you wouldn't have known any difference than, if you just did nothing all day. I mean, it's amazing. It's so fun to shoot. The recoil is almost non-existent. But there's a little less recoil, which helps you when you're looking through a scope at 200 yards at night shooting at a coyote. Because you don't want that scope to move off of the shot. In case you miss and you got to chamber another round, you don't want to have to then find the target again. So that helps you there. Two, it's arguably more accurate. And the reason it's more accurate, one, the heavy barrel versions usually have longer barrels. Longer barrels help accuracy, period. But because the barrel's heavy, there's less movement, there's less wobble, there's less impact of recoil. Because the gun's heavier itself, takes more energy to move it. So even you messing up has a little bit less effect, because that gun is not as agile to move or to flinch. So it helps with accuracy in that regard. What else is nice about it is the heavy barrel absorbs heat. So you could take it to the range and you can really put a lot of rounds through it before the barrel gets too hot that you have got to let it cool down. Downside to the heavy barrel, it's heavy. It adds, a pound or two to the gun. It's just extra weight. So if you're planning on hunting coyotes, trekking through the woods 10 miles, all right, get the regular barrel. But if you're like most people, you're going to get out of your vehicle, you're going to walk a couple hundred yards, then you're going to set up, it's not going to matter. And you're going to be shooting off of a bipod. If you've listened to any of the previous episodes, a bipod, a tripod, or a rest and standing in a field. So you don't have to shoulder that heavy gun and your arms be the what's keeping it up. You're going to have it on a rest. So then the heavy barrel is not an issue. If you plan on shooting from the shoulder without a rest or hiking for miles and miles, then you want to go with the regular barrel for sure. But for most people, the heavy barrel is going to be the better option. And then you want to put a nice scope on it. 4 to 12 power is probably the baseline, is probably the benchmark for a decent scope. They make some nice Savage packages that you can buy. That'll be the heavy barrel, that'll be the AccuTrigger, and that'll be something like a 4 to 12 power scope right off the shelf. Sometimes they've got manufacturer rebates or they've got deep discounts. Usually in the fall, you can find great deals like that. Something like that you could pick up and use that, and that'll work for you. A lot of people say you need to put a better scope on any rifle you buy. I don't necessarily agree with that. If it's a 30-06, probably, because the recoil on that rifle is going to tear up a cheap scope. But for a 223, the scope won't take much abuse. So it's going to last long. Even a cheap scope on an off-the-shelf model is going to last longer. You may have to replace it at some time, but a new hunter should not take a scope, not have to worry about that. If you're getting a real package with a decent scope on it, then you should not have to concern yourself about, all right, I'm going to buy the gun with the scope and then take the scope off. If it was a heavy caliber, that might be an issue, or be an issue sooner, but I think you can be fine with an off-the-shelf scope as long as it's a legitimate brand. Some of the ones, I've bought some off-the-shelf packages before that come with the scope already on them, which everybody says, oh, that scope won't last 20 rounds, blah, blah, blah. You just do a Google search. You'll find all kinds of garbage out there. Scope comes with a lifetime guarantee. Lifetime warranty. We'll replace anything happens. So I'm like, all right, lifetime warranty. Breaks after 20 rounds, well, I get a new one. That one breaks, sooner or later, you're going to get one that works out all right. So keep an eye out for that. Ruger makes a good rifle in this area too. I would not in any way, shape, or form shy away from a nice Ruger, the Americans or the higher end models. But we're talking about beginner. The Savage is usually cheaper than the Ruger. And I would say get it used. Go to a gun show. Go to a gun shop. Get a used gun. Get one that's a lot cheaper. Something that's been proven. You're starting out in this initiative. Why pay sticker price? Get something used that costs 60% of what a new one does. And then maybe there's some other good brands that you run into in the used market. So that's my recommendation. If you are new at predator hunting, or you are new to hunting period and you want to start with predators, I would go out, I'd get you a 223 bolt action with a heavy barrel and an adjustable trigger and a scope. 4 to 12 would be the baseline. I wouldn't do a weaker scope than that just because of the range you want to shoot at. And start there. That I think is the best place. Now again, heavy barrel's optional. It depends on, you know, what kind of hunting you're going to do. I kind of laid those out. But that I think is the way to go. Now for the ammunition, to me it's hands down. There's really only, I mean, there's good ones. There's several good ones out there just because there's so many varieties. But I'm going to use the Hornady Varmin Express VMAX round. It is gives you more velocity, less bullet drop than most of the regular rounds that are out there. It's loaded excellently. I found them to be very accurate. And the VMAX tip on impact, it's going to... I'm trying to think of what the word is for. It's going to fragment, and it's going to do a lot of damage on the inside without damaging the pelt and drop the animal quickly, which is exactly what you want. There's lots of other options, but I've tested it. It's worked great. You know, the cost is not bad, and I just use those for hunting. Now, I've found with the 223, if I stay with the same bullet weight, I usually use a 55 grain bullet. This is another reason I think the 223 is a better option. I've found out, this depends on rifles, but I've found that if I use the same grain bullet, 55 grain, almost all of them have the same point of impact. So I could use three different brands. I could use 223 soft point, 223 or 55 grain soft point, 55 grain VMAX, 55 grain full metal jacket, and they're all going to hit at about the same point of impact. The Varmin Express is going to hit a little higher actually because it shoots a little faster and it's a little straighter, but my left and right are not going to be issues. If I change bullet weight, that might adjust that some, but with other brands of ammunition for other calibers, I found huge difference. One brand might shoot several inches in one direction versus the other in a 308. But in a 223, it works really nice. It's also a really accurate round. So that's, you know, I think it's an excellent choice. I think it's a fabulous choice. And I did all the research. I spent hours doing it. And that's what I bought myself several years ago when I was in your shoes trying to figure this thing out. Just, it's so versatile. You can take the same rifle hog hunting. You can take the same rifle deer hunting. Now, there is a question, and I should mention this before we go. People talk about using like an AR-15 in 223. You know, a so-called assault rifle, modern sporting rifle, semi-automatic 223. Is that a good idea for coyote hunting? So I'm going to be honest with you. If you haven't used it, I wouldn't buy that though. They don't tend to be as accurate, and the triggers don't tend to be as good as bolt action with an adjustable trigger. And they tend to cost more to get the same level of gun. You know, if you buy an AR-15, they're geared more for self-defense or mid-range hunting than they are long-range hunting. And I consider 200 yards to be long-range hunting. Now, if you live in Wyoming, well, that's not long range. But in Pennsylvania, 200 yards is long range hunting. And, you know, I've seen that most of your standard 223 AR-15s, they are going to have, you know, if you can get a 1-inch group at 100 yards, you are doing fantastic. I mean, fantastic. You can shoot 5 rounds and keep them within an inch. You are doing amazing. The triggers are just not that great, and the barrels are just not that great on most of your regular models. Now, if you want to spend $2,000 and get a high-end model with an excellent barrel and an adjustable trigger, the difference may not be as big. But for most of the ones you're going to buy, anything comparable to the bolt actions that I'm talking about, I just don't think they have the accuracy at the range. You know, can you hit a coyote from that far? Yeah, you'll probably be able to hit it, but can you control where you're going to hit it? That's tough. I'm just going to be honest. I would not be as confident with an AR-15 in my hand, even if it had a nice scope, versus a bolt action. Unless I had a high-end AR-15 hunting model that's designed for that range or that accuracy at range. Bolt actions just tend to be more accurate. And I could really get into the mechanics of why that is, and how when a semi-automatic fires, that gas pressure begins to rotate the bolt assembly, which begins to cause movement in the gun before the bullet exits the gun. And that slight variation can affect your accuracy by, you know, a few tenths at 100 yards, and all the different things that go along with that, and how a bolt action is just completely solid. There's no play in the gun. There's no movement in the gun that cause vibration or change of accuracy. You know, I could get into that and we could talk about that and I could bore you guys pretty well, but this is the new hunter's guide, not the, you know, just, well, you get the idea, right? So you don't really need to go that far into it. But a semi-automatic is just generally going to be less accurate than a bolt action, although they do make some nice high-end ones that sort of close the gap. But if I was going to spend $2,000 on an AR-15 that's real high-end, a hunting model, and I was going to spend $2,000 on a 223 precision bolt action, I could pretty much guarantee, I probably put money on the table that the bolt action is still going to be more accurate at 200-300 yards than the AR-15, even though it's a hunting model. $2,000 AR-15 might be comparable to $300 bolt action, but anything in the price range, you're still going to get more accuracy in general out of the bolt action. You know, lever action, they don't really make that in 223. They're out there, but they're rare. I wouldn't recommend it. And pump action, that's more of a self-defense sort of firearm for certain jurisdictions. Again, wouldn't recommend that one. Bolt action's the way to go for accuracy at range, especially if you're trying to keep the cost down. So just to give you a sense of that, a couple years ago, I got a very nice Savage Model 11 with the heavy barrel, with the AccuTrigger, with a nice 4-12 scope on it, that after all these years is still working great after hundreds of rounds. And I paid $400 plus tax at a big box sporting goods store in the fall when they were having a rebate. After the rebate, it was $400 plus tax. That was a good deal. I've seen them slightly cheaper since then, one or two times, but not usually. If you could get something like that for $400, you'd be getting a great deal. And I shopped around. But, you know, it all depends on where you live, on what's there, what season it is, what rebates there are from the manufacturer. That gun typically costs more like $600. So what I would tell you is you probably want to set aside $500 and go out there, try to find yourself a deal or try to find yourself something used. I would 100% recommend going the used route, especially if you're a new hunter, because there's a lot of stuff out there and it's a popular caliber. Something like a 204 Ruger, I don't know if I've ever seen a used one, but 223s, I've seen them here and there. I was at a gun show maybe 2 years back, and I saw a great Savage bolt action 223 with a regular barrel on it. It was $265, I think. I mean, if I had the cash at that time just to just to make an impulse buy like that, I would have picked it up right then and there. I mean, it was a fabulous deal. Can't even believe how good of a deal that was. But that kind of stuff is out there because there's a lot of these guns that are out there. So I'd recommend looking at the used stuff. So there you go. I'd recap it again, but then I'd find something new to talk about. But 223, bolt action. Savage makes a good one. Ruger makes a good one. The best one's going to be the one you find, the best priced on used probably at a gun store or a gun show. You know, of course, I get no money from Savage or Ruger to make these recommendations or anyone else for that model. I'm just going off my experience, what's worked for me, what I've bought after I did all the research and spent hours looking at it and doing all this stuff and all of those things. But I think that is the best option for the price point. Are there better rifles out there for $400, $500, $600 than the Savage or the Ruger? No, I don't really think so. I mean, there might be, but for that price range, no, I don't think so. I've not seen them. There are better rifles, absolutely, but they cost more. And what you get is arguably better until you start spending, you know, chunks more. So if you're trying to get into it, then there you have it. I would set aside $500, and then you can probably get something cheaper, especially if you can get something used. But that's about where I would go with that. So appreciate you guys. Sorry for the long episode. I was going to start off telling you how short this was going to be, but you've compelled me to go longer because you kept bringing things to mind that I just remembered as I was talking that I didn't plan on talking about. So hope this was helpful. Hope this was informative. I really wish I had had something like this when I was making this decision. Would have saved me a lot of time and work. But till next time, God bless you guys and go get them.